सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः स्टार्टिंग विद द आंसर ऑफ शंकर जाग्रत स्वप्न सुषुप्ति सुस्फुटतरा या संविदुजृंभते या ब्रह्मादि पिपीलिकांत तनुषु प्रोता जगत साक्षिणी सैवाहं न च दृश्य वस्त्विति दृढ प्रज्ञापि यस्यास्ति चेत् चांडालोस्तु सतु द्विजोस्तु गुरुरित्येषा मनीषा मम नैवाहमिदं जगच्च सकलं चिन्मात्र विस्तारितं सर्वं चैतद विद्यया त्रिगुणया अशेषं मया कल्पितं इत्थं यस्य गृह्णामति सुखतरे नृत्ये परे निर्मले चांडालोस्तु सतु द्विजोस्तु गुरुरित्येषा मनीषा मम शश्वन्नश्वरमेव विश्वमखिलं निश्चित्य वाचा गुरोः नित्यं ब्रह्म निरन्तरं विमृशतां निर्व्याज शान्तात्मना भूतं भावि च दुष्कृतं प्रदहता संविन्मये पावके प्रारब्धाय सवर्पितं सुवपुः इत्येषा मनीषा मम सो यू लुकिंग एट दिस वर्ड्स शश्वन्नश्वर विश्वमेव अखिलं निश्चित्य वाचा गुरोः सर्वं चैतद विद्यया त्रिगुणया सॉरी नित्यं ब्रह्म निरंतरं विमृशता निर्व्याज शांतात्मना भूतं भावि च दुष्कृतं प्रदहता संविन्मये पावके प्रारब्धाय समर्पितं स्ववपुः इत्येषा मनीषा मम इति एषा मनीषा मम दिस् इस् मै कन्विक्षन् दिस् इस् मै क्लियर् अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् दिस् इस् मै अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् मनीषा मन इट् सो यु नो वेरि क्लियर्लि वाट् इस् इट् एव्रि वर्ड्स् हेज़् दिस् लैन् And it's really showing us the vastu by presenting the situation of Shankara meeting a chandala and asking him a question. All that is a setup. But finally, what is it? Each verse is teaching. Each verse can be seen independently or they can be seen as a series of verses. Both ways are possible. So we have seen, I did a long summary last time. So this time I will not do that. We will start with this verse. शश्वन नश्वर विश्वमेव अखिलं निश्चित्य वाचा गुरोः सो वी हैड लुक्ड लास्ट टाइम एट शश्वन नश्वरमेव विश्वम दैट्स व्हाट वी स्पेंट टाइम ऑन व्हाट इज नश्वरम नश अदर्शने दैट व्हिच इज हैज द नेचर ऑफ वैनिशिंग व्हिच विल नॉट बी एंड नश्वरम दैट वरच प्रत्यय देयर वरच प्रत्यय इज ए Krit Pratyaya, which has a meaning of Tatshilyam. What is Tatshilyam? Tatshilaha, Tasya Bhavaha Tatshilyam. I'm just showing you how, by knowing some language, you can do half the job. Okay? You have a vision and you have language, things open up to you. I just want you to appreciate that. So Tatshilam is what? Tat, that. Shilam is the very character, is the very nature, is Tat Shila. So one who has something as very nature is called Tat Shila. Okay? So suppose one is always following Satyam as a value. We can call him what? Satya Shila. Suppose somebody is always following Dharma, Dharma Shila. Someone always doing their karma what they have done very well. Kriya Shila, Karma Shila. You can make up words. These are available for you to create. Now you see what? Tat Shilaha. So what is Tat now? Rules of grammar have to have generality. Therefore use a pronoun. Tat can stand for anything now. Dharma, Satya, Moksha Shilaha. I can say anything, right? Whatever I want, I can make a word. So you should understand, Tatshila means what? One for whom, that is the very nature, that's the character. It's not something which is feigned, dissembled, pretended. It's there. That's the very nature. And the quality, the status of having that as one's nature. That is tachilyam. Tachilasya bhavaha. Tasya bhavaha means what? That is the status of that person. So, if I say ushnam, hot. Ushnata is what? The status of being hot. Aushnyam means what? Same thing. Another pratyaya. Shyanj will give you aushnyam. Tvatala will give you what? Ushnatva or ushnatvam. It is then ushnata. One feminine, two neuters. Ushnata, feminine. Ushnatvam, neuter. Aushnyam, neuter. What do all of them mean? The same meaning. The status of being warm, hot. That's it. Now, if tachilyam means what? The status of having this as one's very character. It is tachilyam. So now what did we see here? I said, Nashvara, I'm connecting it for you. Nashvara has a pratyaya called Varach. And that pratyaya is coming in the meaning of a tachilya karta. A karta. Karta here for Nashvara, there is no real karta. But understand the meaning here. That which destroys itself is Nashvara. That which destroys itself. Because Nash Dhatu is a Dhatu which has that akarmakattvam, which has a karma in itself. Okay? So it destroys itself. How? Destroys itself once in a while? Commit suicide once in a day? You know, once in a lifetime? No. Constantly committing suicide. That is Nashvara. Going away. Even as it is born, it is going away. As I told you the other day, time is nothing but a length. If you don't have a length for time, you can't talk of time. You can talk 1 year, 3 year course. How are you going to spend 3 years sitting in this village? Long time. Okay? How am I going to sit on the hot plate for how long? 1 second. So somebody, there was a joke. Blessed is he who sits on a hot plate. Why? For he shall rise again. Okay? So whole point is, it is so hot, you will rise immediately. You won't have time. So time really is not a matter of, it's not something real, it's your perception. Time really is perception. Vyavahara, it's there. I'm not saying it's not there. But I'm saying, when you say it's, I've been waiting long time for a bus. It seems long time when I'm waiting for the bus. And also, I've seen this so many times, it happens. I'm waiting for a given bus. Here it's no point. We have only one bus, okay? But you'll be waiting at a place where there are several buses coming. Okay? It looks like, except my bus, every other bus seems to come. Rarely does my bus come. And if it does come, then I don't think about it. I take it for granted. Right? So this idea of time itself involves a length. And that length is what makes us think more about time. So if you really want to understand the content of time, you have to go to a little mathematics. You have to take the limit of that length tending to zero. That's how I would say it mathematically. So you have to make it tend to zero. As the time reduces, what happens? Keeps reducing. Time. So, you know, in our Shastra, the measure of time, a short time was, you take a 1,000-petaled lotus in a bud form. Alright? You take a needle and you pierce it. Let's say it took 1 second to pierce that lotus with the needle. It'll probably take half a second or less. Now, how many layers of petals would be there? 1,000 petals in a lotus, okay? Now, the microsecond for them was the time it took to pierce one of those petals. So you understand? You can measure a gross time. So how do you measure the speed of a vehicle also, if you want to measure? You say, from here to Coimbatore, 30 kilometers. It goes in, let's say, 60 minutes. Then you know what? 60 minutes, 30 kilometers. Therefore, average speed is what? Half a kilometer a minute. Right? You don't measure the speed by in half a minute what happens. But you measure it by taking a length of time and then you divide it. So we always are able to see things which are magnified but not small. So I'm saying, time really is understood because of its length. So as you keep reducing, that kshanikatvam will come. And as I said, if you really can reduce it to zero, then there is no difference between is born and gone. Born jayate, is asti, gone vinashyati. Between these three, what is it that makes for these three things? How do you talk of born, is and gone? You talk of it because there is a length of time over which you experience it. Reduce that length to zero and see the fun. You can say born is gone, which is normal. You can say gone, born is gone, is born gone. Can make all permutations, not combinations, permutations. Every permutation is okay. So I'm saying this is nature of time. When you understand it, you see that everything is a moment and time. And time never pauses. It's not like the clock is a measure of time. The clock runs. The time is always on. Whether your clock stops or runs, time is always going. Therefore, it's got this nature of constantly happening. And whatever is subject to time is decaying in time. Nothing is unchanging in time. Dimensions for change are, one is time, one is space. Desha kala kalanat vaichitya chitrikritam. The whole world is nothing but a creation in time and space. So this is recognized very clearly. How? Nashvaram. Now you can see the varach's meaning. Always there. Anything which is born in time, by its very nature, is going to be subject to time. And what does time do? Bring about a change. Vikara. And one of the vikaras is what? Nashaha. Antima vikara, nashaha. Goes away. Really there is no antima vikara. Minute it's born, nashaha has begun. Because nashvaraha. So if we recognize that, what is the value you have for anything in life? If you recognize that everything that you seek in this world is going away even as you got it. It is gone first, then he is born. If you see it that way, what am I seeking really? Shashvan Nashvaram. As if Nashvara Varach is not enough. Shankara says, Shashvan Nashvaram. Always Nashvara. You don't need always really. It's Upachara here. Nashvara Varach tells it all. But suppose you had it out, Varachir Upachara, then I will tell you one more word. Shashvan Nashvaram. Constantly subject to Vinasha. What is it? The food or fruit? Yeah, banana goes. If I keep it, within no time it disappears. It rots. No sir, I'm not talking of bananas and apples. Akhilam Vishwam. Shashvan Nashvaram Eva Vishwam Akhilam. Vishwam is what? Whatever you objectify is Vishwam. Whatever you objectify, including your own body-mind complex, is Vishwam. And what is its nature? Shashvan Nashvaram. Constantly subject to destruction, subject to disintegration. If this is what Vishwam is, what value will I have for it? You have to think. What is the word for a body in Sanskrit? Shariram. What is this Shariram? Deham will come to in a minute. What is Shariram? Shiryamanatvat Shariram. Shiryamanatvat. Dhatu is Shri. To be destroyed. Shiryamanatvat Shariram. That which is disintegrating every minute. Shiryamana means what? What is that mana? Shanach. What is the meaning of Shanach? I'm making a little of grammar class here, okay? So you understand use of understanding what we know. It's so much we know. Shiryamanatvat. Mana means it's happening even now. Why? As soon as born, destruction has begun. You may say it's growth, it's just the steps to destruction. You grow and then you get destroyed. So shiryamanatva shariraha, that which gets destroyed, the nature of having getting destroyed every time, it is present tense, vartamane shanach. So it's happening. Shiryamanatva shariram. So I think world is destructive, somehow I kept this out of it. In case you kept this as outside the world, it's not part of Vishwam, I'm making sure you consider shariram also is what? Shiryamanam, getting destroyed. So another word was suggested, deham. What is deha? It is dahana yogya deha. That which is to be burnt. It's only fit to be burnt finally. Or what is deha? Another word meaning of deha, which is really the grammatical meaning, is you add something. Okay? Deha, I think upalepe. It's like making a wall. How do you make a wall? You put one brick, then you put some mortar on it, you put some sand, you put another brick. Build up. You put one roti. Okay? Put some dal, put some sabji. Little has come. Tomorrow you put some more. You build it up. What is the nature of all this? Shashvanashvaram. This has to be dwelt on. Has to be understood. Has to be brought to bear in my mind when I am running after various things in the world. What? Nashvaram, Shashvanashvaram. If you do this, what will happen? It won't take you too long to have Vairagyam. Okay? That is what Acharya is trying to say. Shashvanashvaram Vishwam. Even with a Vishwam is what? Vividha Pratyaya Gamyam Vishwam. Vividha Pratyaya Gamyam. Pratyaya is what? A cognition. A thought. How do you know any object in the world? Any object in the world. By a thought. A cognition. Vividha Pratyaya Gamyam. A thing which is known by different cognitions. What, that is our definition of world. Means what? The world you see is entirely subjective. Your world and my world are entirely different. Although we are both seeing the same thing, our worlds are really entirely different. Why? It is pratyaya gamyam. And every pratyaya is what? In your own mind. To the extent we have subjectivity, it is more subjective. In a matter like saying we all agree that a timekeeping machine is called a clock. Therefore, we are able to do vyavahara by using shabdas. Because you also understand clock as a timekeeping machine, I also understand it. But what you see in this clock may be a very beautiful timepiece, and I might be seeing an ugly duckling here. It doesn't matter what it is. Subjectivity is always there. So Vishwam is what? Vividha Pratyaya Gamyam. Now what is left out? Once I covered anything which can be known by a Pratyaya, what is left out? Everything you objectify is covered by one word, Vishwam. Again, if you have a little doubt, something may be left out. Akhilam. Nails it. Akhilam. Akhilam means what? Khila is leftover, miscellaneous. Akhilam. Khilam na vidyate yasmin. Avidyamana khilam. There is nothing remaining. Which means every single cognition is covered. The object of every cognition and every cognition are both entirely covered by the word akhilam vishwam. And what is akhilam vishwam? Shashvan nashvaram. Okay? If this is so, how do I come to know this? Suppose you are observing the world. Do you understand this? Do you see this happening? Do you see this constantly? We are seeing everything destroyed every day, but we don't pay attention. Our attention is being drawn. Same thing you will see in Mundaka Upanishad. My favorite words. Parikshalokan karmachitan brahmanaha nirvedamayat nastyakritah kritena. Pariksha, having examined. Iksha, to look at. Pariksha, look carefully, thoroughly examine. examine pariksha lokan, examining every experience, every object that you encounter in the world, pariksha lokan, and every object came from where? Why is there an object? It is somebody's karma phala. It is everybody's karma phala. The world we see is karma phala. Therefore, pariksha lokan karma chitan, gained by karma. Pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmanaha, a wise man. What does he do? Nirvedamayat. Comes to the conclusion, has vairagyam, objectivity, that what nastya kritaha kritena. This karma phala does not create what I am seeking, which is really uncreated. What I am seeking is uncreated happiness. Because as I have explained earlier, a moment of happiness, if you see, you need nothing in the world to be different. We saw that even today in the meditation. When you are just yourself, you can recognize that I am comfortable being myself despite all the upheavals in the world. We just have to gain that space to see that I am a simple conscious being. And that is what you are seeking everywhere outside. When it's your nature, you are seeking outside. What a pity. That what is my own self, I am looking all over. What is the conclusion? It's not here. That conclusion is what makes us crazy. That conclusion that I don't have what I want makes us seek. That's what is samsari. Another definition of samsari is this. The one who is always seeking outside is samsari. The one who is able to see, I don't need anything, is muktaha. Here and now. So this is recognized. So Shashvan Nashvara Vishwamevam Vishwamakhilam Nishchitya. Evakara is one more nail to say there is no other way. You can't negate it. It is this how it is. Nothing else but this. Shashvan Nashvara Meva Vishwamakhilam. How do you know this? That's what I was coming to. How do you know this? Can you know this by your Viveka? Can you know this by just examining the world? Question. Can you see that everything is Nashvara by observing the world, phenomenal world? Yes? No? How many say yes? And how many say no? So, why do you say no and why do you say yes? You have to look at it. The truth is, it is yes and no. Truth is, so both of you are right. It is yes and no. It is yes that you can see, if you pay attention, you can see it with respect to everything in the world. But then, do you believe that there must be something which is permanent? When you see the whole world that you confront, you believe there must be something which is permanent. This is what you will see in our Sankhyas. They were not fools. They are our sparring partners after all. You know, you don't make an unworthy person as sparring partner. If somebody has to be my sparring partner, he better be at least someone who will give me some fight. You know, that is the Sankhya. The Sankhya say what? That the world's cause is Pradhanam. They say it is Pradhanam. What is Pradhana? They believe there is one thing. It's imagine the world of clay, okay? There is huge mound of clay. And from that came the entire world of clay. So clay must exist, isn't it? When I say every pot is but clay, shouldn't clay exist? Can you have pot without clay? Pot I am experiencing. Pot is real. So there must be a cause for it. So cause must be real. I understand. Karyam is not entirely real. It has a dependency on Karanam. I understand. But that's where my understanding seems to stop. Right? So now the question is, can you see that there seem to be so many series of karyas? So if you take gold, there is one series. Gold karya, gold ornament, in a necklace, bangle. Steel karyas. Mud karyas. How many elements in a periodic table? Whatever. 150, 200, whatever they are. I don't know how many today. But each of them could have a series. Right? So there should be so many series. How are you going to merge all these series into one cause? How? And even if you merge, there will be one cause still remaining. And then one cause would have become all this. Once it's become, you cannot turn it back. This is all quite common. This is how we can see. This is where science is. You can see how science is not wrong. Science is also trying to determine realities of things as they are. But it starts by taking, as we have to in any case, something you have to stand on. You have to stand somewhere and examine, you know. You can't have no ground to stand on. So you start with what? I am a given. I, the individual, the knower, am fixed. And now you examine the whole world. And you come to conclusion. That is science. Very objective. But when this individual itself is shaking, he has had one too many drinks, what science he will have? If a fellow is tipsy on drinks and then he makes a discovery, how much will you believe that discovery? Fellow doesn't know who he is and he's talking about the whole world. You can't believe him. That is what Vedanta establishes. You don't know who you are. So having let you be vyavaharically on good footing, then I pull the rug from your feet again. That's what we are doing. So I'm saying this is how Pradhana is. But then, to say Shashvan Nashvaram Vishvam Eva Akhilam, as I said, Vishvam is there, Akhilam is there, Eva is there, Nashvara is there, Shashvat is there. Too many words to hold on to anything. As Swamiji says, we don't believe in Vedanta in giving you any crutches. None. One thing you try to hold on, I'll use one more word to remove that. No crutches. How are you going to understand this? So if you see, there is a large role for pariksha, which can be done by every individual in the world. And you get somewhere, some distance with that. And you discover that it is impossible to know the Jagat Karanam with your logic, with pratyaksha. Impossible to know. You recognize the fact that there is no pramana available for me to know this. Then what choice do I have? You have two possibilities. One, we say there is no pramanam, no means of knowledge to know the reality. Therefore, what should I do? Speculate. Theory. What I know, I extend to Jagat Karanam. What do I know? When I buy a dhoti or a kurta, I bring the kurta home. I don't bring the tailor. Right? It has two karanas. What are they? A maker and a material. I bring the material with the karyam. Maker is different. This is what I understand. Therefore, I extend my logic. This big world is also like one big kurta. It's made. It's put together. Very well put together. There must be perhaps an intelligent being who put this together. And just like my kurta, there must be a tailor, there must be a designer. This is a designer kurta, okay? So a designer must be there to design this. What is this design? All knowledge he's got. He designed it. But tailor is not there in the kurta, I'm very clear. Potter is not there in the pot. Baker is not there in the bread. Therefore what? The nimitta karanam cannot be the same as upadana karanam. Correct? Very correct or not? If it is correct, then there must be a person other than this world that I see who created this world. Correct? Yes or no? If that is so, what do I understand? There must be one. If there is an Ishvara, there must be one fellow separately. This is all our theologies. You can see how they all develop. And there is no pramanam. Therefore, you conclude very happily by speculating. Why does Swamiji call it speculation? Whatever you have no basis to talk about, no pramana, if you talk about anything, what can I call it? What can I call it? Suppose I say right now, there must be 150 people outside the hall right now. What will you say? Hey, I'm telling you, I have sixth sense, I can feel it. There's 150 people outside. I'm a Swami, you know. People... I'm not joking. I'm seriously seeing it. 150 people. Do you see or not? You may give me some room. Okay, Swami seems to be saying things. Maybe he has an extrasensory perception. Right? Because it's nice to believe. Swamiji has some abilities to see. We all can't have. So I can continue to be mediocre and deify Swamiji and say, Swamiji is great, I cannot be like that. But Pooja Swamiji never gave us a room for that. He says, no, I have no ESP. If you say somebody says I have, maybe they have. But you better think carefully whether he belongs here or to a better institution. Okay? So if I claim there are 150 people, you may believe me. Suppose I give you now, there are 150 people because I see a tree outside. Now I have shown you clearly my basis. Okay? So this, in some cases, it is apparent if we use our head. This is where you should understand the difference between what is to be believed, at least be believable. What cannot be believed should not be believed. If I just told you there may be 150 people, you may believe me. If I said 150 people because there's a tree outside, if you believe it, you better get yourself examined. Because it's not right. But there is a programming. There's a lot of programming, especially in certain religious traditions. If you question what I say, you are a heretic. Then, and this is devil's work. Don't question. They deliberately make you stop questioning these things. And that you have to unprogram yourself. If you have that programming, unprogram yourself. Understand that belief has a range. Belief can only be subject to what can be believed. What is within reason can be believed. You may not know the reason, but it's within reason. What is beyond reason, you may believe. But what is within reason and opposed to reason, what is within reason and opposed to reason, you cannot believe. You should not believe. No reason for that. So I'm saying, right now it appears that the argument that the world must have a different karta is tenable. Because every example I see in the world conforms to this. Seems like it. Right? But then, what means of knowledge do I have? None. Because nobody saw the world being created. If you saw the world being created, only then, after Pratyaksha, only Anumana has a chance. So Pratyaksha is out, Anumana is out. So then, what means do I have? Therefore I recognize I have no other means. So speculation is my only means. But then, when I come and tell you, no sir, the one who made this world, along with the world, he also dropped a user manual. The Veda was given along with this world. And that Veda tells me how this world came about. How did it come about? It is, you really want to know? It never came about. But, you see it, I will give you reasoning for it. There is Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. There is only one cause, which is both the maker and the material. I can't believe it. Sir, you may not believe it, but you have no way to dispute it. Because you have no pramana to dispute it. You didn't see the world coming. You may believe me. You may say, I don't believe you. Fine, you may choose not to believe me. But you have no way to dismiss me. You cannot dismiss me. That's pramana. Then I tell you what. Why do you not believe me? Why? Because there is no other thing in the world like this. Do you have a dream? Did you ever have a dream? Look into it. What was the beginning of the dream? What was the end of the dream? What was the middle of your dream? Except you. Were you not the material and the maker of your whole dream? I give you an example. To see the possibility. A very complex dream world, which rivals the real world, is nothing but one cause. Maker and material is one. No, I don't like dream. Give me something more real. Okay? Here's Mr. Spider. That's how Upanishad works. This is Mr. Spider. What is it? It is both the physical cause of the web as well as the maker of the web. Why are these reasons given? Because even though Shruti the Pramana, you cannot swallow it until your mind is able to drop the resistance. So Shruti is very kind and gives you reason. So I'm saying, to a large extent you can do pariksha and see shashvan nashvaram about the world. But you cannot go all the way with that much. You can go to a large extent and you may even become a person who is disillusioned with the world. Disillusioned with yourself as well. Because such a world, I am in this world, what is the use in this world? But then what does Guru come and say? Guru says, E jagat karanam asti. And who am I? You are that jagat karanam. And there is nothing else. This is mind-boggling. And that is what Gurur Vachaha. So now you see the next part. Shashvan Nashvara Vishvameva Makhilam Nishchitya Vacha Guruho. Vacha, third case. Guruho, sixth case. Guruho Vacha. By means of the words or teacher, what do you do? Shashvan Nashvara Meva Vishvamakhilam Iti Nishchayam Kuru. Determine. Don't speculate. Determine. Nishchayam. Have a clean understanding. A clear understanding. An unshakable understanding. Nishchitya. Not doubtable. That is Nishchaya. Nishchitya. How do I do Nishchaya? I did a lot of examination with science and my Pancha Pramanas. I understood a lot of things are Anityam. But I gravitate towards Vaisheshika. Or I gravitate towards Sankhya, who says there is one cause called Pradhanam. Very convincing. Because there are at least two causes of the world. Very convincing. Yet speculation. You have to see through this. Unless you are able to see through this, you cannot buy Shruti being a Pramanam. You may want to believe me, but your mind won't let you. That's where this helps to see. What is Shruti doing? So it's telling you, look, this is how it is. Moreover, suppose you were right. Suppose there was one cause outside, standing. If there are many causes, what do you gain by saying the many causes? You fight over it. You say, I cannot believe Shruti. Even though you are telling me 100 more times, I don't believe in it. Fine. What do you gain by staying with this idea that the world has got 150 causes? What do you gain? It's an explanation of the world. What do you gain by buying what I say? It's redeeming. Why do you deny something which is so nice to you? I am telling you, you are the whole. You are the very cause of everything. What makes you deny this? Am I saying you are a stupid guy, you are an idiot, you are worthless? Then you should resist. When I am saying you are wonderful, you are Indra, you are Chandra, you are Devendra, why should we resist it? Think. We resist it because our self-opinion is so poor. I cannot even accept that. If you will tell me you are very good, internally I feel very good. I feel good. All people think I am good. But, you know, I don't feel convenient, comfortable saying it. So if you tell me even too many times, I'll say, no, that is not true, I'm not good enough. That inability to accept that I am good is so strong, ingrained in me, and society also strengthens that idea very well. Because society's way of controlling you is through your insecurity. The more insecure you are, the more others have a leverage on you. See, you should behave properly. What is properly? Why should I behave? If you don't, society will excommunicate you. That's what is to happen. If you don't conform, you are a non-conformist, you are kicked out. In a way, you don't belong. And human being wants to belong. So you can see how far the implications of all this are. But at least hear what? This vacha guruho, you should take it as what? Not just guru or vacha. Guru did not make it up. As Swamiji says, we don't want an upstart guru. A guru who says, I figured it out. Everything I figured out. No. We want whom? A guru who is telling what his guru told. We want the sampradaya. Because if one fellow can figure it out, I am no less than him. Okay? At least somebody will think like this. I will say, I also went to the best schools. I also have a good buddhi. If he can figure it out, so can I. It's a challenge for me. Why should I listen to him? I will figure it out. Then what happened again? You're back to speculation. How do you go to pramanam? You have to understand. Pramanam means what was revealed. Did revealed to me? No, it was revealed to my teacher. How did he know? It was revealed by his teacher. How did he know? It was revealed by his teacher. How did who is the first teacher? Dakshinamurti. Ends there. Don't ask, how did Dakshinamurti know? Guru Moolam, Nadi Moolam, Naprichet. Don't ask, what is the origin of Ganga? Gangotri. What is the origin of Gangotri? We say, stop. Don't ask. Same idea is said in the Upanishad Brihadaranyaka. What is the origin? What is the cause for Prithivi? Apaha. What is the cause for Apaha? Agnihi. What is the cause for Agni? Vayu. What is the cause for Vayu? Akasha. What is the cause for Akasha? Atma. Okay. What is the cause for what is the cause for Ishvara? What is the answer? Gargi, if you ask this question, your head will splinter into 1,000 pieces. Why? It's not that by asking that question the head will be split into 1,000 pieces. It is to say, if you are questioning, is there a cause for that? That questioning is tantamount to saying, I am not there. Because we are not talking of another cause, we are talking of the only cause. If you deny the only cause, you are denying the effects. You are denying yourself. Therefore, if Gargi questions, is there a cause for Atma, what does it mean? Asan nevasa bhavati. I'm showing you how the Shruti is all so well connected and presents what is. Asan nevasa bhavati. Asat brahmeti vedachet. If you say Brahma is asat, if it's not there, you're equivalent to saying, I am not there. How do you say? I never said Brahma is another thing. I said, you are Brahman. So if you say Brahman is not there, you are not there. That is why the question of saying what is cause of Atma means, she is told, if you ask this question, your head will split into 1,000 pieces. Translation literally will be this much, and you will not understand what it means. But you have to keep what the Shruti is trying to say. The Shruti is very lovingly. What is Shruti? Sahasra matrivat hitaishini. One mother cares for my welfare. Shruti is like 1,000 mothers. What to speak of a guru who is able to see that meaning and with great effort, great commitment, bring it out for us. What can we say of such a guru? So this is how we have to understand this. So I cannot understand Akhilam Vishwam Shashvan Nashwaram without Guru's Vacha. That's what I'm trying to show. But the method is first to start with Vichara, with what I'm given. My objectivity is extremely important. Only when I start seeing the meaninglessness things of the world to some extent, there is some Viveka, some Vairagyam, then alone the ground is fertile. If a guru plants a seed, something will come up. A non-thinking fellow who is able to buy the fact that there are 150 people behind me because there is a tree in front of me, for him the Shruti is of no use. He will assume this is also to be believed. One more thing to be believed. I believe, sir, I believe. If you believe, you get zero benefit. When it comes to Vedanta, belief gives you zero benefit. If you just holding the belief as only a belief, if the belief is held in pending understanding, then it's worthwhile. That is Shraddha. That is Shraddha. Not just believing. And why? It's grounded on the fact that I don't have means of knowledge. Therefore, I have no means to negate what Shruti is saying. If I can negate it, I will. Shankara says in so many words, if 1,000 Shrutis were to come and say, fire is cold to touch, what would I do? Throw them. Throw them out of the window. But fortunately for us, the Shruti does not say such things. And if it does, you have to understand what it's trying to say. That is Mimamsa. Okay? సుషశ్వన్నశ్వర విశ్వమేవమఖిలం నిశ్చిత్య వాచా గురోః. సో ఫ్రమ్ ది వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ టీచర్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద శృతి కమింగ్ త్రూ ఎ గురు సంప్రదాయ యు అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ దట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ దట్ ఐ ఆబ్జెక్టిఫై ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ దిస్ బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఈస్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ బీయింగ్ it's disintegrating constantly. I don't want to say destroyed, it is disintegrating constantly. There is nothing that one can hold on to. The holder and held are both disintegrating. This has to be seen to some extent to begin with. Then Shruti makes it pakka, that is nishchitya. Nishchaya is this, to question. What does Vaisheshika say? Can I dismiss it? What does Nayayika say? Can I dismiss it? This is where Purupaksha walks in. Because they have their own thinking. We are not talking of somebody who does nothing. So, most simple fellow is what? Charuvak. What he says is very pleasant to hear. That is why it's called Charu means good. Vak means words. Charuvak means what? One who says pleasant things. What does he say? Yavat jivet, sukham jivet. Until you live, live happily. Live comfortably. If necessary, borrow. Rinam kritva kritam pibet. Borrow money and enjoy. Why? Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya punaragamanam kutaha. When the body is burnt out, where is the point? Where is the question of it coming back and suffering? Because fellows are telling, you will incur papa. If you borrow and don't repay, you will get papa. You know what you will be born as if you don't pay your debts? You want to know? You will be born as an oxen. You seen the ox carts here in India? Do you see their eyes? They are very pitiable. So they are all crying to say, I didn't pay my debts. That's why I am suffering this fate. That's how it is presented. You become a beast of burden because you burdened somebody else. You did not pay it back. So this is being told. Now this fellow comes and says, what? You believe these fellows? Saying you will be like that ox? You tell me, when this body is taken and burned there, don't you make sure there's only ashes? Part of the ceremony, you have to make sure it's fully burnt. What do you do with the ashes also? You don't release it in a river. You tell me, after bhasmi bhutasya dehasya, it's burnt, who will come back from there? Huh? This punya papa and all is just story. Don't believe all this. Borrow money, enjoy life. Borrow, charge your credit cards, don't pay back. Declare bankruptcy. You're in good business. That's what is being taught. That is the world mostly. That is Charuvak. Until you believe in that, you will go along with it. For him there is only one pramana. Pratyaksham. Only one pramana. Therefore Swamiji will say, dismiss him very easy. I ask him, hey, do you believe you had a grandfather? Yes. Have you seen him? Yes. Do you believe you had a great grandfather? Yes. Did you see him? No. You didn't see him. How do you believe? If you didn't see your great grandfather, you can't say he was there. Because you are saying what? Only one pramana. Pratyaksham. If you didn't see, it shouldn't exist. You can see how simplistic people's minds are to say, I only believe what I see. There's a lot more to believe than what you say. So this brings a next fellow will say, I believe only two things. Pratyaksha and Anumana. So like this, our Shastra examines how you have to grow to the point where you accept the sixth. That's why number six becomes important. Shabda Pramana is the sixth Pramana. When you accept that alone, you can have Shraddha in the Shastra. You understand Shastra is a Pramanam. And that Shastra Pramanam cannot come to you just as any other word. At least in the case of Brahma Vidya, it cannot. Why? Every Shabda denotes its word, gives its meaning through what? What does the word convey? What can it convey? What is the Shakti of a word? Jati, Guna, Kriya, Sambandha. You look at any word, it can only tell you what? Jati, a species, Kriya, action, Guna, an attribute, and Sambandha, relationships. There is nothing else any word in the language can convey to anybody. This is This has been examined thoroughly. Therefore, if you are talking of something which is neither the subject nor the object, the truth of all, these words alone won't lead you anywhere. Then how do I know? You need somebody who understood properly what it is, the meaning of that which is not the meaning of a word. One who has understood, he can make you understand. But how can he make me understand? Not by mind-to-mind communication. That is bound to be fraught with possibilities of miscommunication. Bound to be. Because I think you love me. I think so. Therefore, I even printed a wedding card. All ready. We are getting married. Because I think so. Other person might say, when did I tell you so? Right? So, whole point is this. Just by mind, you can't go. You have to verify at least. Hey, do you really love me? Are we getting married next week? Okay, then I can print the card. At least that much he has to say yes. You can't just go with communication. And people believe, in the spiritual realm especially, that a lot of communication will happen without words. If communication can happen without words, let us throw all the Vedas into the ocean. Why do you need it? Shruti is Shabda. Pramana is called Shabda. It has a meaning. The difficulty is, the literal meaning does not convey. Therefore we say what? That the manasa, it is not gamyam. Vacha, agamyam. Vachoha vacham sau pranasya prana. It is the word behind the word. Ultimately there is only one reality. There is all of this is mithya. But to get there, what's your means? The means is words. Every word has a meaning. If it was not so, why should I stick to the word Satchit Ananda? Why don't I have Shruti telling me you are Bimpata? I'm just making it up, okay? Why not? What's wrong with that? If words have no meaning, I will say you are Bimpata and you understand what you understand. Go. You are Brinjal, Mango, Banana. Go. You can go bananas thinking about it. That's all. So to think that we can communicate without words, maybe, I'm not saying it is untrue. I'm saying understand the scope, understand the place for each. Now suppose you say, Swamiji, do you want water? I said this. I didn't use words. Conventionally you understood. I'm saying no. Right? You understand conventionally. I didn't use words. In fact, Ganapati is asking, he's standing there. And my mic is dead. So what do I say? I just shake. Action speaks louder. He can understand what I'm saying. But does that mean everything can be conveyed without words? You should see. You give an example for something which can be conveyed without words. I will give 10 examples which cannot communicate without words. One example neither proves nor disproves. Example is not a pramana. Get this very clear. Example is not a pramana. What is pramana? A pramana is that which cannot be disproved. It's a means of knowledge. And that means of knowledge, in our case, being of the nature which is not trying to give me the meaning, the vachyartha of a pada, this word by itself is insufficient. Cannot do the job. If the word by itself is insufficient, what do I need? I need somebody who understood the meaning of something which is not the meaning of a word and is still able to use words to make me see that. How? How? How can you convey something which the words cannot convey using the same words? How? By taking one word with all its limitations and knocking off the limitations one by one using other words. I am using words, limited words, to convey what I need to convey with all its limitations and knocking off the limitations one by one. If every limitation of the meaning of the word is knocked off successfully, what will remain? Is the word meaning which I want to convey to you. Nothing less. That is parampara. That is teaching. Not telling words and going away. This is why I began by showing you how a word itself involves so much knowing. Shashwan, Nashwaram, Vishwam, Akhilam. This is within the realm of words, within Vyavahara. What to talk of that which is not within the realm of Vyavahara? It's sheer understanding. Nothing but understanding. Fortunately, not complicated, because it is you. No effort. To understand Vishwam, you have to study Panini. Some tears, as Swami used to say, there is no Sanskrit without tears, okay? There will be some tears. Hopefully those tears first are with pain, later they become pleasure. That's the idea. But then, in this reality we are talking about, it is really no tears. Because you understand that it is me. When it is me, why is there need for effort? Does it take any effort to be yourself? Look, just to be yourself as you are, with all your complexes, all your notions, all your fears, all your apprehensions. Can you just be what you are? What does it take? What effort do you have to do? You don't even have to blink your eyelid to be what you are. You are not able to accept yourself as you are, therefore effort. I am not able to accept myself being unclothed, therefore I have to wear a piece of cloth. I am not able to accept myself being hungry, therefore I have to eat. I am not able to accept myself in some way, therefore every kriya. The will has no role when I understand that I am okay. I don't need anything to be different. I am comfortable. I am totally comfortable being myself. This is Guror Vachaha. Which kind of a guru? Not a guru who you see is struggling in every way. And even if he is, he is a guru who is able to communicate the fact that this is what the Shastra is talking about. That's where you get two types of guru. Shrotriyam, Brahmanishtam. Shrotriya is one who knows, clearly understands what Shastra is saying, there is no doubt. But he has to grow to be that vastu totally. We had a unique privilege in having a guru who was Shrotriya and Brahmanishtha. Therefore, our love for him and our love for the Shruti and our love for the Pramanam. But for him, I would not be here. Sorry. So I'm saying, this is how the Shruti is. This is the Guru. When such a Guru is there, it is very easy for all of us to see this is real. This is true. This is not a story, because I see one person who is a reality check. That one reality check makes a difference to millions of people. One check. Just one. But that one person is not alone. Swamiji never said, I am special. Never ever said that. Why? I am just like you. What's the difference? I understand. Avidya is the only barrier. There is no other barrier. And was Swamiji the first teacher? What he always said. Do you see when he used to go and sit, where he sat every day? In the evenings? His parking spot was there. Right in front of his teachers. Why? Because they made him see that Ishvara is not other than you. How did they know? Their teachers made them see. How did they know? Their teachers made them see. When was Adi Shankara? We talk of AD, BC. BC. From BC till today, that tradition is still coming alive and true. It's not gone. That we can still hear it means it has come all the way. If it came all the way up to Pujya Swamiji, why will it not go further? All of you are here. Why will it not go further? Why not? Have Shraddha in ourselves. This Shraddha is possible for us. We are very fortunate. This Shraddha is possible because we have seen a reality check. We have seen a person who walks the talk, lives the way. What Shruti says, he is comfortable being himself. You remember he said, pain is a glory. All my difficulties are vibhutis of Ishvara. It's all in order. It's all Ishvara. Aho Rupam, Aho Ishvara. He said all this. What do we learn from him? Not to say this body is useless. It's Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. This is Gurur Vachaha. I'm just trying to unfold the word. Why Gurur Vachaha? Why Guru is needed? Not because I want somebody to control everybody else. Not because we want to control anybody. Because this is the only way to get there. To know something which cannot be explained using Vachyartha, you need somebody who understood the Lakshyartha very well. Other Lakshyarthas you can get. Gangayam Ghoshaha is easy to understand. We are not talking of that here. When I say Lakshyartha, I am talking of Vastu. Me. What is the truth of myself? That truth, it takes a person who knows to make another know. It takes one lamp to light another lamp. You may use a matchstick, but what came out is the flame alone. That flame alone can light another flame. But what is brilliant is that what has come till now, without entropy, without anything being lost. Swamiji used to say, the only thing which can be communicated without entropy, without any loss of any kind, is this truth. That all that is here is Ishvara. This is the only truth. Why? Because any word is subjective. If I say bland, food is bland. What do you understand? You understand in your own way. Somebody who loves a lot of chilies will say bland means only 20 chilies. But somebody who had only one chili will say bland is what? No chilies. Bland is subjective. What is soft? Subjective. Tall? Subjective. Short? Subjective. Good? Subjective, 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 subjective. Good is totally subjective. Bad? Subjective, subjective, subjective. Keep on saying it. Judgment. Total judgment. So all these words cannot convey what I want to convey. They fail. How much ever brilliant you may be, how much ever learned you may be, words cannot convey. They don't have the ability to convey. Why? Because in the order of Ishvara, the mind is subjective. The mind is given to being subjective, and that subjectivity is in order. So Swamiji says, to understand the subjective mind is in order is objectivity. What brilliance. To say, to recognize subjectivity is objectivity is the only way you can see objectivity all the way. There is no other way. This is Aho Guru. So when you need this, this is the only way you can do Nishchaya. Nishchitya Vacha Guru. I am going all around, but I have not gone away from the topic. I know exactly what I am trying to say to you. Nishchitya Vacha Guru. That Nishchaya means unshakable understanding. That cannot come by your logic alone. With reference to the Nashvaratvam of everything in the universe, cannot come by your logical thinking alone. How can it come? It can only come through the Shastra Jnanam, which is taught to you by a Sampradaya with Guru. So all this you have to pull in that one sentence. Vishvam Shashvan Nashvaram Eva Vishvam Akhilam Nishchitya Vacha Guru. This is exactly what is said in Parikshalokan. I'm going back and forth to make you see how all Shrutis have samanvaya. Parikshalokan Karmachitan Brahmanaha. Having examined, Nirveda Mayat Nastya Kritaha Kritena. He understands very clearly that this limitlessness that I am seeking cannot be created by Karmaphala. Because if you know, anything which is uncreated can only be created by what? By action. Apraptasya praptihi కర్మణ అప్రాప్తస్య ప్రాప్తి. వాట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఆల్రెడీ దేర్ టు గెయిన్ దట్ వాట్ డు యూ నీడ్ కర్మ. ద మీన్స్ ఇస్ కర్మ. కర్మణ ప్రాప్తస్య ప్రాప్తి. వాట్ ఈస్ ఆల్రెడీ గెయిన్ టు గెయిన్ దట్ వాట్ యూ నీడ్. ఇఫ్ సంథింగ్ ఈస్ ఆల్రెడీ గెయిన్డ్ అండ్ యూఆర్ లుకింగ్ ఫార్ ఇట్ వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ షో? ద ల్యాక్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ దట్ యూ ఆల్రెడీ హ్యావ్ ఇట్. హౌ విల్ ఇస్ ఆల్ దట్ జ్ఞానేన. వాట్ డస్ జ్ఞాన టేక్? ప్రమాణ ప్రవృత్తి. వాట్ డస్ ప్రమాణ టేక్ ఇన్ అవర్ కేస్? గురు సంప్రదాయ విత్. దెర్ఫోర్ నాస్తి అకృతః కృతేన. This thing that I am seeking limitless cannot be created because a limited effort can only result in a limited result. I cannot create the limitless using limited effort. Impossible. We are very logical here. No scientist can question what we are saying because scientists will also say you can have a conservation of energy and mass. You cannot create mass or energy. Even when you explode a nuclear bomb, the amount of energy that comes out is there. It's just that it was packed in that mass and that mass was converted to energy. Convert energy to mass, mass to energy. Nothing is created. It's just interconversion. This is our Maya. This is what we call Maya. There is only one thing, appears as many. Mass alone appears energy, energy alone appears as mass. If you want to give a new word to both of them, they are looking for a God particle. We are talking of God particle is you, Mr. Scientist. Okay? That is God particle. Till they look outside, they cannot find it. But they are, as I said, our Vaisheshikas did all this. I mean, Sankhyas. Sankhyas are all like scientists. They talked of Dvinuk. You know, two electrons kind of, or two atoms, then molecule. They talked of all this. Conception without a microscope, without telescopes, without computers. They say all this. But they were not the last word. The last word was Shruti, Pramana, handled by a guru. Importance of Shabda. Importance of communicating what is not Shabdartha using Shabda. Understand. We have to understand that. Therefore, Parikshalokan, Karmachitan, Brahmana, Nirvedamayat, Nastya Akrita Kritena. Then what's the conclusion? Tad Vijnanartham Gurumeva Abhigachet. Not go to Himalayas and do meditation. Not anything of that kind. Not lock yourself in a cave. Nastya kritah kritena. Then, tasmat tadvijnanartham gurumeva abhigachet. Kidrisham guruhu? Shrotriyam brahmanishtham. A guru, shrotriya means one who has studied the shastras very well. Not by himself. Not because he was an expert in vyakaranam. No. Studied from his teacher. Shrotriyam brahmanishtam. And committed to nothing but Brahman. Jagat karanam Brahman. No other irons in the fire. No other commitments. So that shrotriyam brahmanishtam gurumeva abhigachet. How? Samitpanihi. Not going. I heard you are guru. Can you give me moksha? Swamiji used to say, I get phone calls on the cell phone. People want to call me on cell phone and say, Swamiji, can you give me moksha? I heard it's only one line equation. Yeah, I will give you. Tattvamasi. Over. Did he get it? It was given all right. Was it received? Was it received? We had a giver. A glorious giver. A clear giver. Did we receive it? We all receive it in keeping with the containers that we are. None of us can say we did not receive it. It's impossible to deny it. I love Pooja Swamiji's statements. He says, I will tell you this. Anybody who has listened to me one time cannot be the same person anymore in life. What confidence to say if you listen to me one time, you cannot be the same anymore. It's over. What to talk of all of you who listened to him for a year? You cannot be the same anymore. He has done his magic on you already. On all of us. So I'm saying we are all indeed blessed. So that's the kind of guru. So from that kind of a guru, what నిశ్చిత్య కిం నిశ్చిత్య శశ్వన్ నశ్వర విశ్వమేవం అఖిలం నిశ్చిత్య. వాట్ షుడ్ యు డూ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ యు విల్ సీ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్. ఓం ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరిః ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.